Yo, 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 it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. And today we're going to talk is Jordan the GOAT, the Drake curse. Have gender reveals gone too far? And what about these crazy children's cartoons? We ain't going to talk too much, but we're going to talk a little bit. And I think y'all wrong about Jordan. But we finna get into it. I'll talk to y'all in a second. Is Jordan the GOAT? Do I think Jordan the GOAT? No, he ain't the GOAT. Jordan got 6 rings on 6 finals appearances. What about them times where he didn't make it to the finals? Oh, we ain't talking about that. We just talking about when he won the slam dunk competition. Okay, when he won scoring titles. We got that. We there for that. But what about when he wasn't? But y'all don't talk about that. Y'all always want to talk about these 6 rings and 6 championship appearances. Well, 6 finals appearances. That's fine. That's great. But what about Bill Russell? How many championship rings he got? I ain't going to say it because I know. How many championship rings Bill Russell got? How many rings do Larry Bird got? How many rings do Magic Johnson got? Hell, how many rings Kobe got? Jordan scored 100? I didn't think so. Jordan scored 80? I don't think so. So for y'all to call him the GOAT, let's look back at it. Let's really just be there. Has Jordan ever scored? I mean, average 50? 50 points anytime in his career, like average 50. I don't know the answer to these questions. He ain't the GOAT to be. Who's the leading scorer? Now, who scored the most points in NBA history? That don't make him the GOAT. Like, Russ averaged a triple double in 3 years in a row, I want to say. Did that make him the GOAT? No. So what y'all really saying is it's gonna take for LeBron to get 7 rings. Like, even if it ain't all 7 in a row, will he be the GOAT then? If Kobe would have got 7 rings, would he have been the GOAT then? So what y'all saying is rings is all that matter. And you the GOAT. I've seen Jordan play. It's for spectacular. But to me, he ain't the GOAT. When he was getting beat down by the Pistons, where y'all was at? Was he the GOAT then? When Larry was spanking him, was he the GOAT then? Y'all drunk, man. For real drunk. Good and drunk. Michael Jordan was a great player. Not the greatest of all time. When come down to it, it's them bigs, man. Them tall dudes, that's him. That's the greatest basketball players of all time. Y'all give Greek Freak some more time. Who else a big? Give KD a little bit more time. Watch how many points this fool will score in his whole career. Barring injury. But in my eyes, no. Jordan's not the GOAT. Jordan was the GOAT of being on television. And when the actual NBA started taking off as a mainstream item, as a real entertainment hub. So, yes, Michael Jordan was the GOAT of that. This fool Drake. Aubrey Graham. Kentucky wasn't doing good because of you. Toronto just can't get out the Eastern Conference Finals because of you. Who else you done ruined? Then you just... I'm never, ever... Oh, I saw you wear a Tennessee shirt, but you drew it out. You sketched it out to be a finesse shirt. Drake, you ain't worth 2 dead flies with the wings chopped off. You ain't worth 2 good nickels rubbed together. out of all my days, I'm talking about out of all them posts on Instagram, all your little ugly, stupid videos, bro, your actual music videos, you never, ever, 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 ever wore nothing with Alabama. I don't even think you ever said any Alabama play, like Julio or freaking nobody from Alabama. You ain't never said nothing about Alabama. Then, if that wasn't enough, they got a picture of you sitting with Kamara. Might have been old, might have been new. Then they get bamboozled in the playoffs. We lose in the championship because of you, Drake. I'm talking about you never wore no Alabama stuff. Never seen you wore nothing about no Alabama. Never said Nick Saban, none of that. If there is a lyric or a bar where he says something about an Alabama player or something like that, let me know. Because Aubrey Drizzy Drake, you the biggest curse out, man. I wouldn't want to see you wear none of my stuff, bro. Like, you the biggest curse out, Drizzy. What is it, man? What did you do? I thought you was good at sports at Degrassi before you got shot. You feel me? You come to Alabama, you gonna relive Degrassi, bro. Somebody gonna try to get at you. You don't go to Tuscaloosa, you might can live in Auburn. They'll be like, hey, my God, it's Drake. They'll give you a jersey and a hoodie, a visor, a wristband and all. But for you to just, you had one job, Auburn. Why you couldn't wear it the day after the game? You had to wear it the day before the game for Alabama won our championship that we needed to win, brother. For him to... You got Bear Bryant rolling over in his grave, Arbor. That's why I hope Dreamville come after you and Tory Lanez and J. Cole take your damn head off. Excuse my French, I'm sorry. Man, I got to go, man. He really just peed me off. Like, roll tide, man. Roll tide. These gender reveals. Who started this, man? I'm not finna go through this with you. How about the reveal if I wanna be with you or not? What about that? Just because you having this baby don't mean I got to be here with you. Like, you thought this was how it was going to work out. So you better let me know. Maybe if it's a son, I'm going to court. We do custody battle. I need him. My daughter, she can stay with you and learn to be ladylike. But when she get old enough and she want to come with me, it's so wet for you. Revealing the baby gender. Man, tell me. Like, oh, I don't want to know. I don't want to ruin it and blah, 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 blah. Look, doc, I'm the one paying the doctor fees, man. Don't tell her, man. Pull me outside and let me know so I can further know what I need to start buying. Because I'm not buying both girls and boys stuff. Nah. Especially we got twins in there, too. Oh, it's a Rizzy, bro. Tell me today. Right now. Right now. Because I need to know. And that's just unresponsible. That's just not responsible of you to just want to not know what your child gonna be. Like, you got the opportunity to know what your child gonna be. You need to start prepping for that. You can't keep buying universal clothes. But, oh, we're just gonna buy all yellow and green and neutral colors that both boys and girls can wear. No. No, you're not finna go through that. I'm sitting here holding my breath trying to figure out what's gonna be what. I'm the daddy. Now, tell me what it's gonna be. I wish you could tell me if it's mine or not. For real deal spill. Because if we reveal that the baby's a boy and then it ain't mine, what was I even here for? Like, what? We waited 9 months for this? Wow. Cut the cake open and say it's not mine? Now, that'll be a jacked up baby reveal. She cut into it and it'd just be a regular cake. Like, it's just a white cake. Keep cutting down to the very bottom. Slide that middle part out the way. Right there, 99.9% sure that the baby ain't mine. So that's why I bought this cake. Yes, pity of me to put y'all all here in this room just to let her know that I got my own DNA test and it ain't mine. So, yeah, there it is, brother. Like, that's why they won't let you get the DNA test and let you know if the baby yours and the gender reveal at the same time. Stained. Because I'll be that petty. I'll hold all the way off until the day is about to be the gender reveal. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, cut into that. Pull that piece of paper out of there. Read it aloud now. Read it out loud. But nah, y'all got to start with these gender reveals. Next thing you know, it's going to be a blood sacrifice to figure out. I don't know. Just stop it. These kids and the cartoon. Boy, I ain't gonna lie to you. Our cartoons wasn't all that neither. Like, they was some bad sacks of bones. Like, they was some terrible sacks of bones. But, because, you know, they'll sneak something in there real quick, you know, keep the parents involved in it, you know, so they can, you know, snap to it when your kid want to interact with you and it build a better, you know, better relationship with the kid. Because you be like, mommy, you remember when blah, blah, blah? Yeah, I sure do. And then he said blah, 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 blah. And it's really just an adult joke, so the adults get it. But these cartoons nowadays, now, boy, they ain't even holding back. Sometimes they even saying the words in there. What he said? No, he can't say that on cartoons. But the baby don't know what that means still. What if the baby starts saying that? Then sometimes it'd be some stressful looking situations like, why is they shooting like that in there? Like, what is that? Is that promoting gun violence? You know? Or they be fighting on there and doing all this and that. And another thing, these mothers on there now, these mamas that they drawing up, these things. I know it's a cartoon, but this might as well be anime, how they drawing these mamas out. Because I ain't, you know, I know these thick white ladies exist, but not like this, bruh. Watching the old Dexter's Laboratory episode, Dexter's mama had them cakes, bruh. She was thick, boy. That wagon, she was dragging back there, but ew. I'm talking about, woo-wee. The Lord blessed me to see, but no. Then they just had the kids confused, like, daddy, why the girl and the girl were kissing? Go in your room. I'm in my room. Now go outside. Get dark outside. Go in the kitchen. Get me a drink. Get you one too. Sit at the bar. Let me talk to you for a second. Daddy, you ain't talking. Just be quiet. Listen. What I'm listening to, just listen. You ain't gonna be able to watch that cartoon no more. Now go to your room. For real, because cartoons get any worse? Hey, it's over with. Y'all don't get no TV in y'all room. Y'all watch whatever we watch in the living room. Period. Thank God. Thank the listeners. And thank you for your feedback and input. We just talked about, was Michael Jordan the GOAT? We talked about the Drake curse. We talked about the gender reveals. We talked about have the children's cartoons gone too far. What we're going to talk about next is, how do you discipline your kids? Condiments, are they overrated? How old should your kids be for their first haircut or weave installment? And we're also going to talk about, how old should your child be before they get a perm? All right. Well, I thank you guys for listening, and God bless.